Okay, so it's AJ Champion, right?
AJ, yeah, my real name is Ashley Champion.
Well, what do you want to go by? Ashley Champion?
Sorry. Yeah, Ashley's fine.
Okay, Ashley. Okay, where do you live, Ashley?
Timmins, Ontario.
You live in Timmins, okay. And you own an electric car. Tell me about the car.
We bought a Model 3 long range 2024 Tesla. The reason we went with the long range is because I travel to North Bay quite often for my job, and the long range actually excuse me gives me over 500 kilometers on one charge.
Oh, so that's more than enough to get to North Bay.
Yeah.
What
Yeah,
is.
so depending on how aggressive you drive, or obviously depends on the battery of the percentage of the battery, but for the most part in the summertime, I can actually make it to North Bay with 20 to 25% left on for battery.
Hey, I'd like to do that on a tank of gas.
My
What is your job?
family owns Laporte's Nursery and Greenhouses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been we'll actually be open 75 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's in North Bay, is it?
In North Bay, yes.
Yeah, okay. I used to live in North Bay, so the name is familiar, but I sometimes confuse it with Lafleur Gardens in Timmins,
Oh, okay.
which I think is gone now. Okay. So you obviously get good mileage out of it, but what about in weather like we're having today in northern Ontario? Does that affect it, the cold?
Absolutely, it does. So unfortunately, with the temperature right now, the car actually hasn't seen that cold of weather yet, but I think the coldest it's seen was about, I want to say, minus 26 ish. And when I leave the house at 100% battery, it says that I can reach my destination with 2% left on my battery with the cold weather. However, just to be safe, because you never know what you're going to encounter on the highway, I do stop in either New Liskeard or Temagami to charge for about 15, 20 minutes, and then I can make it the rest of the way.
Do you think there are enough charging stations up north?
There is. I have, so there's one in Temagami. There is, I think, two or three in New Liskeard. However, sometimes some of them are under maintenance. I know there's definitely one in Matheson. And then we do have a couple in Timmins, but we have one at home.
Okay, where are the
Yeah.
ones in Timmins? I know one's at Canadian Tire.
Yeah. One's at Canadian Tire. I was told there is actually one in the alleyway behind Scotiabank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I know dealerships also have them, and then Northern College has, I think, three.
Oh, okay, good. Anything else you wanted? Well, okay, how does the cold weather obviously saps the power out of the battery faster.
Yes, it does.
Okay, and you don't
Yeah.
want to be stranded.
No, exactly. So I always stop just to be safe, because like I said, with accidents, weather, anything like that, right? It can stop you. Honestly, me having to stop, sorry, for 15, 20 minutes really does outweigh the savings that we make on having to fuel up.
So
So
the
normally what I would do is I would just go grab some lunch. Have lunch while I'm charging, and then I'm back on my way.
how long does it take for a full charge?
So a full charge, depending on where you're charging. So if I charge at my home, so my home, I think it only charges about 10 kilowatts per hour. But most of the other chargers that you would stop at are 50 kilowatts per hour. And so at home, if I'm, say, at 50% battery and I want to make it to 100, sometimes it's only a couple hours.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
obviously you like your Tesla.
Love it. Really, really do. And when you're driving, like depending on how aggressive you want to drive, passing people, like obviously that does shorten the percentage of the battery. But when I have it in full self-drive, so when I'm if I'm allowed to use it, like sometimes bad weather with slush might hide the cameras, so the you can't always use the self-drive. But when I am able to, it actually helps preserve your battery percentage.
That would be like cruise control, saves you gas. Yeah.
Yes, but you don't have to. Yeah, like you just have to pay attention, and then the car drives you.
Yeah, self-drive, but do you have to steer?
No.
Wow.
No, it does everything. It puts your signal light on for you. It pulls you into wherever you're going as long as you have your destination put into the navigation.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
Just really that I love it. It's a beautiful car. It's comfortable. Sometimes I wish the back seat was a little bit bigger, but all in all, it's really good. So when I charge 100% at my house and I drive to North Bay, it actually costs me like $10 in hydro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the savings compared to fueling a vehicle is very, very drastic.
All right. Very good. Thank you for this.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for jumping through the hoops and doing it from the Caribbean. You're in the Dominican?
Dominican,
Yeah.
yes.
Okay. Well, you
Yeah, we're
enjoy
here for a
that.
couple more days.
Yeah, good. You enjoy it. And hopefully
Thank you.
the forecast isn't too much warmer when you come home, but hopefully that'll change.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll change a little bit,
Right.
but yeah, we're expecting it to be cold when we get home.
Yeah, well, it
We'll be
is.
home late Wednesday.
Yeah, it is January. So, all
Yes,
right.
absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Ashley.
You're very welcome.
Take care. Have a good time.
You too. You
Bye.
too. Thanks. Bye.